For a few hours this evening, more than two dozen shops in downtown Tomahawk will turn into temporary wineries, offering lucky ticket holders samples of Merlots, Pinots, and Moscatos. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. The Tomahawk Main Street Wine Walk returns for a ninth year and remains one of the hottest tickets in town. And whether it's the wines or a spring stroll through the business district, the Wine Walk has certainly found its footing in the community. Main Street Director Jennifer Turkowitz says the annual event has become a tradition. Many families and friends come downtown, spending the evening shopping, sampling, and making memories. The Wine Walk continues to grow in popularity as well. In fact, when the tickets went on sale last month, Turkowitz says they sold out all 250 within just a few hours. And the participants also get a swag bag with gifts from local businesses. And while there aren't any tickets left for the wine walk portion of the event, Turkowitz says that everyone's invited to come down and enjoy the camaraderie and festive atmosphere, which includes the shops staying open later than normal, sales, entertainment, and live music. You can see a full rundown on the Tomahawk Main Street Facebook page. After identifying a new project, the Tomahawk Historical Society has now moved on to fundraising. We previously shared some of the details of this project. Adding to their complex, the organization is planning to construct a new museum building that would feature an antique print shop and a section on the Tomahawk Boat Company. The Historical Society has been working with two longtime Tomahawk area residents to fill the attractions. The print section is the specialty of Louis Heiser, a retired printer who has vintage and antique equipment, including a rare working linotype machine. Meanwhile, Gene Winker has exhibits for the boat portion of the museum. His uncle Franklin was among the co-founders of the Tomahawk Boat Manufacturing Company back in the 1940s. The current plan is to build an approximately 5,000-square-foot building, which would be located behind the current Kindergarten Museum on East Washington Avenue. The project received approval from the City of Tomahawk Parks and Recreation Committee back in March. They've now turned their attention to funding the project, including both private donors as well as community fundraising events throughout the summer. In fact, they'll be partnering with Triggs for a brat fry coming up on Saturday. Another's planned for later this month as well. A home was destroyed in a fire early yesterday morning in Lincoln County. According to the Merrill Fire Department, crews were paged to a structure fire on Highway 107 in the town of Rock Falls. The call came in at shortly after 4:30 yesterday morning. Upon arrival, they found a majority of the home and unattached garage had already been consumed by the fire. They quickly worked to extinguish the blaze, paying close attention to a nearby 500-pound propane tank. While it was initially unclear, the responders did confirm that there were no occupants in the home at the time. No injuries reported during the response. According to the incident summary, both the home and the unattached garage are considered a total loss. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, though they did note that it appears unintentional. Largest single-day food drive in the country is coming up this weekend, and local postal carriers are looking forward to a little extra work that comes along with it. It's time once again for Stamp Out Hunger, a collection organized by the Association of Letter Carriers in cooperation with the U.S. Postal Service. The annual collection event was launched back in 1991, and over the years, the greater Tomahawk community has successfully restocked both the Tomahawk and Nokomis food pantries through Stamp Out Hunger. Last year was no different, several thousand pounds of food once again collected. As for this year's collection, it's quite simple. Place a bag with non-expired and non-perishable food in or on your mailbox in time for your regular Saturday delivery. From there, the carriers will take care of the rest of the work. And our local loon rescuers were busy again this morning, though this time their efforts were focused on a pair of eagles. We spoke with Kevin Grenzer earlier this morning. He says they received a report of two eagles whose talons were locked together. It was actually local dentist Dr. Robert Im who spotted the two eagles near Tyler Drive. Grenzer speculated that the two eagles were involved in a territorial dispute and once locked together would not let go of each other's talons. He says once they were on scene, they were able to separate the two birds. One eagle flew off unharmed, while the other did suffer some injuries and is being brought to the Raptor Education Group for further treatment. The DNR continues to support Wisconsin anglers by stocking millions of young fish each year. A week into the general inland fishing season, the agency provided a brief summary on their fish stocking efforts last year. In all, more than 6 million fish were placed into lakes, rivers, and streams, including dozens here in northern Wisconsin. Although the state is, of course, known for its walleye populations, and that was the fish stocked in greatest number, nearly 1.9 million in all. Other released fish include more than 800,000 trout of varying species, muskies, 115,000 northern pike, 36,000 muskies, and a smaller number of other fish species. Lake-specific stocking data is available on the DNR's website for review. In addition to the inland waters, the DNR also works with their partners in Michigan to stock Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. DNR says these efforts help boost natural fish populations, maintain or restore existing fisheries, and support recreational fishing opportunities. Stocking is also used to evaluate management actions and propagation techniques. Nearly the entire Northwoods area has emerged from drought conditions for the first time since last year. The U.S. Drought Monitor released their latest data and weekly report Thursday. Above normal precipitation in both March and April have continued to reverse the trend from last summer and over the winter. Lincoln County is no longer classified at all, while Oneida and nearly all of Vilas County have been moved from drought into abnormally dry. Around the state, it's a similar trend. As recently as early April, 80% of the state was classified as drought. This week's report showed just 8%, primarily in southwestern Wisconsin, another 20% still classified abnormally dry. Dating back to last summer, the impacts of the drought have led to elevated wildfire conditions, challenging growing for farmers, gardeners, and their lawns, and lower than normal levels on waterways, including reservoirs, lakes, rivers, ponds, and streams. And speaking of reservoir levels, the WVIC reports heading into the weekend, the Spirit, the Eau Plaine, the Rainbow all just a half foot below full. Nokomis about 10 inches down, while the Willow is 2.5 feet below full. Tomahawk High School had a successful showing at the State Solo and Ensemble Festival held at UW-Stevens Point earlier this week. According to instructor Corey Colburn, 13 THS students qualified to participate this year across 11 solo and group vocal and instrumental events. Several students actually competed in multiple categories. Of those performances, 7 earned top marks, including double recipients Arwen Allberg and Zan Sutton. Other first division performers include Murphy Koth, Bella Marino, Ayla Lewison, and Elliot O'Connor. Participants earning second division scores included Ella Hilgendorf, Ryu Fuzzard, AJ Schertz, Akira Sawada, Scarlett McKenzie, Julia McGovern, Dorian Steffen, Jaden Dellinger, Kaylee Roberts, Greta Kurth, Sadie Reuter, and Naomi Nelson. Colburn says the THS music faculty is extremely proud of the very fine musicianship that our students put on display at the festival, and we'd like to congratulate them on their hard work and practice time that brought them to this point. That's a quick look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.